This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hello, this is Igoro, host of the Igoro Show. And you are listening to the Steve and Crypto Show. So keep your ears open and your mouth shut.
Hey, welcome to the Steve and Crypto Show, presented by thestevestrout.com. I'm Steve.
I'm Crypto Zoo, back for more, episode 134. What's happening? We thank you guys for listening, as always. We love your support. We love to see people sharing posts from us and just doing anything that they can to help out with spreading the word about what we do. So any of you guys listening, if you have done that, we thank you. And Merry Christmas to everybody listening as well. You know, a great way that you can show more support is head over to the deluxeeditionnetwork.com, which is something that we're a part of. It's basically a website and an organization of a bunch of different podcasts. There's probably like 25 shows on there. At least 20.
And growing.
I mean, there's horror talk, sports, just pop culture, all sorts of different things, probably home and gardening, whatever. There's a great, great variety of content there. Go check it out. But we definitely want you to check out the podcast of the month. Every month, they have two different shows that they like to highlight. And this month, the podcasts of the month are the Deluxe Edition Pod, which are the guys that started this whole thing, and
some other shitty podcast.
Another show featuring a couple podcasting horror-loving nerds.
Wait, isn't it?
The Steve and Crypto Show.
The multiple-time Rondo-nominated podcast. Your
That's
third
right.
favorite podcast, the Steve and Crypto Show. And where'd you say
that? I think
that
was? That's the one. I think that's the one. Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard them once or twice.
Yeah.
Probably more than I'd like to, but
yeah. So we are the featured podcasters of the month. Steve and Crypto Show and the Deluxe Edition Pod. If you're listening to this, you're already checking out one of them. But go check out Deluxe Edition Pod after this.
And of course, all the other shows.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's one way to show us some love by doing that. And of course, there's all the ways you could help, particularly our show, specifically. It's what you get here in the Steve and Crypto Show. You get a lot of fucking word fumbling nonsense, which, that was the first swear word. Remember the time we counted swear words? That was hard. That was on the Svengoolie episode.
I think we lost count.
He's a family favorite, and we were trying to curb the cussing a little bit. And I think we did better than normal. But then at
maybe
one point, we just kind of gave up and was like, fuck it, and just started swearing just for the sake of it. But I don't think Svengoolie cared, and I know his fans that listened enjoyed it, so that's good. At least we didn't scare them away with our potty mouths. But yeah, what I'm trying to say is there's other ways you can support us. One is going to buymeacoffee.com/SteveCrypto. It's basically like a tipping service. Go there, drop whatever you want in there for us. It all goes back into the show. Goes into promoting, it goes into shit up in our merch, it goes into running the show. It costs us money to, you know, record and host the show. gear. It goes into gear. That's one way. Another way is by just spreading the word. Follow him. He's CryptoZoo88. He's on X and Instagram. I'm the Steve Strout on X and Instagram. Find us on Facebook. Go to all them places. Share our show. Tag us. Spread the word. Review us wherever you're listening. I just mentioned Facebook. We have a Facebook group for the podcast, the Steve and Crypto Show podcast. Search that on Facebook. Check out the group. Scroll through the feed. There's a ton of awesome stuff. Of course, we're promoting the hell out of ourselves in there. But there's other cool things. There's posts from other creators. There's occasionally a funny meme will pop up or something. Usually we try to keep it in the pop culture and horror, keep it under that umbrella. A couple recent things that went in there. We've been hyping a movie called The Farmhouse Murders, which is going to be made in 2024, next year, next week.
And guess what? It's featuring the podcasters of the month.
We, Steve and Crypto, are in that movie and playing podcasters. Hopefully we can figure out how to do that.
What a stretch.
Oh, yeah. We're reaching, but going out of our comfort zone.
We are going to be so podcasters. Out of our element.
But yeah, as a matter of fact, speaking of the Farmhouse Murders, on this episode, we have Kevin Duffy, the filmmaker, actor behind that movie, which we're going to talk to him in a little bit. But right now, I still want to tell you ways to support us and make us better, therefore making your life better with our wonderful, wonderful form of entertainment. So I mentioned social media. I mentioned Buy Me a Coffee. Got to mention Patreon. Patreon.com/SteveCrypto. You can go there, pledge as little as a dollar a month to this podcast, to your third favorite podcast, to the Deluxe Edition Podcast of the Month, to the multi-time Rondo Award nominated podcast, The Steve and Crypto Show. You can go there, pledge. We have a bunch of content over there. We have little photo galleries, videos, mini podcasts. It's all, we kind of veer away from what we talk about on this show a little bit sometimes. We kind of let you in more personal, into a more of a personal space within our lives. Like we'll share, like CryptoZoo has shared some, you know, like family trips. I've shared time with friends and stuff. Just a lot of cool stuff over there. Like we like to show that we're more than just, you know, fucking foul language people who love horror movies and stuff. There's a little more to us. We have a little more depth than you would think. But that's all at Patreon. You could get access to all that stuff. We need to step up our game over there because it's been a crazy time. This last couple months, like I've kind of hinted around at shitty stuff happening in my life. Don't want to really bring the mood down here. Big life changes, so we're kind of behind on things. I've kind of got a little off track, but we're getting back to fucking back on track. New year coming, we're gonna reset and get back to kicking ass.
That's right. Life happens, and that's fine. We're gonna get our groove back just like Stella did.
Oh, I don't want to be
new
like
year. The new year is right around the corner, and it's a good time for us to kick off some big things for the show. So yeah, just stick with us, guys.
Yeah, and join our Patreon. And also, it's Christmas time. Christmas is literally days away from when we're recording this. And for you people that are late with your Christmas shopping, like I am, we are having a merch sale on our merch page. And just go to Etsy and search Steven Crypto merch, and you will find our merch. Everything in there is, I think I said it, at 20% off. So there's a couple t-shirts, a mug, magnet, all kinds of stuff in there. all this counted till the end of the year, or till the first, till January 1st. There's a good sale going in there, so go check it out. Get some last minute gifts. Get some late gifts. Late gifts are okay. I always accept late gifts. I'm fine with that. But yeah, you could do that. Those are good ways to support the podcast. And like I said, you late gift givers, there's other ways you could grab some nice gifts to share with people and last minute stuff. We have a bunch of friends that we kind of collab with and have discount codes and stuff for you guys, like Fright Rags. We work with them off and on. They're a great company. We love their stuff. We both own shit from Fright Rags because they make great quality stuff and awesome designs.
I have a special edition Evil Dead shirt that they made that I really cherish. Any of you guys listening, you'll find something there that you enjoy at their website. I guarantee it. Go to FrightRags.com and check out what they have. They always have like kind of special themes that they'll go with for a little while where they'll make like hats and shirts and maybe socks all based around one movie or one series or whatever. But they highlight a bunch of different franchises in horror from classic to modern.
And they're all like officially licensed through those names and franchises. So
yeah, their stuff pops, man. It looks good.
It looks real good. If you go there at checkout, use the code CRYPTO10 and get a little discount. Another place you should shop is a new friend we made. If you listened to last episode, we tried some candy, some noisy candy on air, and that shit was good.
Yeah, it was really good. And it was cool to have our friend James there to test out some of the candy with us. If we end up having any more of treats from them down the road, James will return. We have tried.
There's a good chance they're going to send us some more stuff.
We've tried to get him on again. He's like, no. No. I'm like, I got a bag of peanut M&Ms. No, James just won't.
We got some freeze-dried Skittles from Galactic Brew Retreats. And he's like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, anything I've shown him, I was like, hey, I got some Skittles here. He's like, are they freeze-dried?
But yeah, the company's called Galactic Druid Treats. You can order their stuff through their website. And if you want to hear us chomping on candy, go listen to the last episode again.
Yeah, if you're into ASMR, that's for you. and there's a bunch of different treats that you can get on their website right now. And they're great stocking stuffers, too. I mean, I don't know if you'll get them.
By the time you get them, it'll be after Christmas.
But yeah, that's true. I was going to say, you probably won't get them in time for Christmas, but the containers, they fit inside a stocking very well. But anyway, they're good for any time. They have a bunch of different things to offer, so go check them out, galacticdruidtrees.com.
Another great gift idea, or just the idea of fit to get with our special discount, is from our friends at Expedition Roasters. If you've been listening here regularly, you've heard us talking about their awesome coffee they have. They're going to be sending us more. So we're going to tell you all about the new batch of flavors they send us. But we really did like the monster flavors. So I think you guys should head over to expeditionroasters.com and check out some of their flavors. Get the monster stuff. You know, everything we tried was good. There was a really good peanut butter cup one. The Frankenstein espresso one was really good.
Yeah, get them all. Get all the flavors. Use our code SteveCrypto at checkout. It'll save you a little bit. But get them all. Get all the flavors. You're going to like them all, I'm sure. Like you said.
Good code. Frankenstein's, it's a good, easy code to remember.
Yeah. Frankenstein's Wired Espresso, the one you mentioned, that's probably my top favorite. And I mean, I don't know if it'll do this for you, but it literally had me up till like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was just wired, as it says.
Caffeine don't really do that to me that much anymore, but I did definitely feel that a little bit when I drank it.
I mean, the other ones are strong and they have great flavor, but something about that one that just really, like, the caffeine really was more effective.
So Yeah, that's a good late gift idea. Honestly, yeah. if you drink their coffee, you'll never be late again because you'll always be up and ready to fucking go. So expeditionroasters.com. Steve Crypto is the code. There are a few things you could grab, some last minute gifts, like, you know, said it's Christmas. If you also go on my Instagram, like I said, I'm at the Steve Strout, and like in my highlights, I have a couple selections for like deals and discounts and stuff. So go through there. There's like Fangoria and like Cryptid Crate and some other ones too. But go check all that out. A few minutes ago, we did mention that we are going to be appearing in the Farmhouse Murders. We have the filmmaker here to chat with us today. We have Kevin Duffy. He's an actor and a filmmaker. He actually is we kind of bring it up a little bit in an interview that we worked in another movie together for MMH Productions, the Stoner Snakes film.
Yeah.
I got to kill him. I killed him, and he still put us in our movie. So what a good guy.
He's a pretty nice guy, yeah. And I was thinking, after he sees our, in quotes, top-notch acting, I think he's going to realize right there on the spot that he's inspired for part two. Instead of the Farmhouse Murders, it's going to be the Podcast Murders.
Something like that. But let's check out that little chat with him. He talks about the campaign to raise funds for the film. Tell us a little bit about the story, some of the great cast he has in the film that really excited to be part of with these guys. So yeah, meet Kevin Duffy, and then we will be back in a little more chat and to say goodbye.
I'm Mr. Lobo of Cinema Insomnia, and you're listening to the Steve and Crypto Show, or are you?
Hey, we are on the Steve and Crypto Show with a special guest. Little background first. I don't know if you guys have been following us on the social media. We made an announcement the other day that Crypto Zoo and I will be in a film next year called The Farmhouse Murders. Today we have the man behind the film. We have Kevin Duffy. He's here to tell us a little of his background, tell us what he can about the movie so far, and tell us some of the great perks and everything with the campaign so we could help get this thing funded, because I think it's going to be a good one. There's a good cast coming together there. So let's meet Kevin. What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm good. What's going on, fellas?
So let's just jump right in. Tell us who you are. Tell us some of your background, how you got into the movie biz, and some of the stuff you've done so far.
All right. Well, started out as a kid, I was obsessed with John Carpenter's Halloween. I think I just saw it when I was 3 or 4. And every day I'd be watching that tape. It would be like that and Raiders of the Lost Ark back to back every day because of the only 2 VHS tapes I had. But so I was a big fan of that. And then just horror in general from that, you know, in every which way, from Child's Play to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you just start to branch out. So horror always spoke to me because I always enjoyed being scared, you know, the fun of it.
I love how everybody who loves horror, we all kind of got, our parents let us watch it way too early. We all got like fucked up for life over it.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Damn, that's really early for you.
I've always mentioned a million times, like my first memories are watching Night of the Living Dead and the Star Wars movies. So it's like probably shit I shouldn't have been watching when I was 2, 3, however. But you, how did you personally get into acting and filmmaking?
Oh, well, I started making, you know, like on, you know, the big VHS camera in the 90s, we would do like little fan films of Halloween or my own made up horror films, just the fun of doing it. You know, just me and some buddies from the neighborhood would put something together and then we'd have a little premiere at the end of the week or whatever we came up with. It was, you know, they're more comedies than horrors now. They're like parodies of themselves when you go back and watch them now, but we had a lot of fun doing it. And then I had been a production assistant on a few films, like Cody the RoboSapien, which ended up going into development hell and came out 5 years later. And then before that had happened, I had been involved with a woman and we had kids. And so I was 19. So then at that point, I needed some money. So I got into the family business and started doing that. And then I saw Desert Fiends being advertised. And I saw a couple of the people that Sean had gotten. So I really wanted to do that project just because of the different things I had seen about it. It looked like it'd be right up my alley. And when I reached out to him, he actually said, you know, I have the perfect thing for you to do. So that was it. I booked the plane tickets. I went to Vegas, shot the movie, and completely like fell in love with filmmaking and just the movie making process again. You know, and after that, I started writing scripts for different things I wanted to do. And I had my rough draft ready and reached out to Larry Hankin for a role I wrote for him in Farmhouse. He was my first choice. It's funny, I just rewatched Escape from Alcatraz. That was probably my favorite of his, besides every other little thing he's done, which has been like everything for the last 50 years.
And he's one of those faces, like, he's not household name, but you know that face. Like, I've seen him in that thing or this and that. He's right. Like everything.
Yeah. Alf or Seinfeld or whatever. If you're watching TV, you know, even Billy Madison was a funny one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So when I reached out to him at first, he was like, all right, what is this? What are you coming at me with? And then when I told him the story and what his character would be, he was like, I'm just going to say yes. Before we even talked about, you know, salary or shooting schedule or anything, he loved it and said, I love that character. I'm going to kill it. I'm excited about it. So then after that, I was like, all right, I need to try and get some more money together because this is going to be bigger than I thought it was. And I got a lot of people from Desert Fiends to sign on in different ways. Some are coming to set, some are doing remote stuff like you guys, but it's going to be big. It's the story. It's funny. My dad actually came up with it originally because I grew up right outside of Philadelphia and, you know, row homes and like Upper Darby and then later on in a twin home in Springfield. So we never really had six kids in the house. I was one of six. So my parents got rid of us and then they finally were able to do something for themselves and finally owned a single home after we were all grown and gone, you know, six of us. And it ended up being this 11-acre horse farm. And as soon as they moved there, I was like, what a perfect spot to make a horror movie. You know, in the way of like, it's kind of like Just Before Dawn, but there's what really pulled Larry in and Marlon in, once they hear the actual story of what's going on here, it's a lot deeper than your typical slasher film. It's very psychological and there's a lot of twists and turns that you won't see coming, I wish I could say more about what those things are because it would probably get people to donate to the campaign faster, but I don't want to ruin it.
What's the basic story, the synopsis or whatever?
So the setup is there's a boyfriend and girlfriend podcast team, and they work with a few different podcast teams. One of them is Bob and Doug, you guys. And the other one is this girl, Amber, who's played by Amber Brooke, who is in Vengeance, the Friday the 13th fan film. And so the three forms and these people aren't as big as you guys or her, but they think they can get their big break if they go and investigate an old farmhouse that people have purposely not been investigating, whether it's the police, the local cops there, because 10 years before, a father went looking for his son and his girlfriend and his son's girlfriend who had went missing. And he went to the sheriff for help, Larry. And we don't really know what went on there. We will, but we don't at that point.
Yeah. You know.
I do know. It's killing me. I wish I could.
Hopefully, you know.
Spill it off. But...
So it sounds like there's some unsolved missing person things going on.
By the many. And that one in specific, because the town pretty much went ghost after that last one. So it's big talk in the Unsolved Mystery podcast world. And this group, a boyfriend and girlfriend, are going to go and shoot a live show from this spot. And you guys are going to cover it, and Amber's going to cover it, and things don't go as they thought. Then it turns into a little bit of a psycho thing, because the girl podcaster's sister reaches out to a detective, and they go try and find them. After things go haywire, then it'll kind of intertwine with all these different stories of what had happened over the years and how it's all connected.
Okay, so it sounds like we're going to be doing something pretty substantial to the story.
It's pivotal for sure. It's the whole first act of the movie is about that.
We're going to see some blood and gore and stuff.
It's going to be gory, but it's not going to be like Terrifier gory.
Right. Right.
But it's going to have gore, but it's not a gross out movie. It's a very story driven movie. But when people die, it is going to be brutal.
I was going to ask you, like, if there's any films that are kind of the inspiration for this one, but you mentioned Psycho. So you kind of already answered that.
Yeah. It's Psycho in the way of the one of the lead sisters becoming the new lead in the film, and kind of, it's almost like a Scream thing too, where you think Drew Barrymore is the lead and then she's gone.
Right. I love that.
Little twists and turns. That makes it kind of thrilling.
Yeah. There's a lot more going on in this little town than these people know. And it's not just one small case. And everything will make sense at the end that you're scratching your head about in the beginning.
Now I'm intrigued. Now I can't wait till
till
we read our stuff and scripts and everything. That's kind of exciting.
No, it's going to be cool. I'm really excited about it.
Are you going to keep us and Amber and other people? Are you going to keep our hearts? Are you going to show us the whole script? Or are you going to just show us our scenes and stuff to kind of keep it mysterious to us too, to kind of give it
you're only going to get what you do. Okay. Everyone remotely is only to get what they're doing. Everyone coming to set will get a full script.
Okay.
Minus what you guys. So that's what's cool. They won't know what you guys are doing either. Okay. So it'll, even the people that are in it, there'll be something new for everyone watching it.
We'll get a lot of natural reaction and stuff from people. I like that. I like it.
And one of the really cool things about Larry was he had ideas for his character that went off. I went for it because I'm so excited with what he came up with for him. It's awesome because I already love the character to begin with.
Yeah, and having done as much as he's done, he probably has tons of ideas in his head anyways.
Exactly.
Or something, you know, being a newer filmmaker, he sees something that you put out there and like, okay, this is good, but this will...
Exactly. What if I also do this? He was that way, but it was cool. The first time we spoke was a, you know, 10 to 15 minute call, but then the next time it was like a good 45 minute conversation back and forth, just ideas. What if I do this? What if I do that? Things that really get you excited about working with somebody of that stature being this excited about my little project that me and my dad came up with a year ago. And this so just getting bigger and bigger.
It's going to be very flattering.
So is your dad going to get your dad gets a writer credit then, right?
He does. He gets a story credit.
Right. That's cool.
Just making sure. What about Marlon? Marlon Taylor, how did you connect with him? And I guess it's been a while since he's really done anything. How did you get him to come back into the fold?
I just reached out to him. It's funny. I knew I wanted Mike Hanlon from It. I either wanted Tim Reed or Marlon Taylor. And what's funny with Larry is I wrote it for him. I asked him and he said yes right away, which for my first feature kind of knocked me back. It's like, wow, I'm spoiled and that it might never happen again. And then when I was going over the character that was written that was going to be for Marlon or Tim, I know Tim's a little younger than Larry, but the character really should be you know, mid-40s, early-50s in the way he's written, the deputy to the sheriff, which is his right-hand man. And he, just like he was the last of the losers to stay in Derry, he's the last of any cops to stay in South Bend. Everyone else has gone every which way and get pulled in back to the story because of the investigation. And I said, I think Marlon would be great. We haven't seen him in, you know, 35 years. It'll be the 35th anniversary of the original It when Farmhouse comes out. And he was really excited about it. And same thing. And his mom actually lives local to here. So he's going to be able to come on set and really, really do some fun stuff. Like, in doing the final draft, after speaking to him, I actually was able to add more with his character that I think's really, he's going to shine. It's going to be cool for him. And for all of us.
Did he have any input to add like Larry did, or?
Not in the same way, but I think he's just going to be a trooper about it. I think he's going to just do what's on the paper. But I don't know, when I get on set, maybe you will, and I'm open to talk, but it wasn't the same as when me and Larry originally reached out, where it was really, because I hadn't expanded his character yet, so I'm due for a conversation with him now that we're talking, actually. It comes to my mind now.
Right. So you have a few, you have a few other notable indie actors and actresses and stuff joining. So who are some of the others off the top of your head?
So we have Angel Nicole Bradford, who she's been in a ton of stuff. I loved her in Wolf Hollow, and
so busy lately. Yeah,
exactly. She's in every indie horror movie,
everything
happening right now. And I wanted to get in on the fun because I get it. She's fun to watch. She's entertaining, and she's kind of like becoming a new genre regular, which is cool. And I didn't want to be left out of that circle. So she was one of the most recent. Her and Amber were the most recent cast members after you guys. And now it's pretty much locked. The final draft's being written as we speak.
And you have Sean, right, from Desert Fiends?
Yeah, Sean's going to be a subscriber. So he's doing a remote role for me.
Okay. Okay.
So that's what it's on. A lot of little cameos can be through people that are subscribers to your podcast, Amber's podcast, or the main character's podcast. Because everyone's going to be talking about the investigation, the original one and the new one.
Yeah, this is shaping up to be a pretty fun project. So
yeah,
for people that are interested in supporting it, what are some of the perks and stuff you have available on the campaign?
Well, what's there is a special thanks credit, which, you know, you get your name in the end credits of the films, and you know, it's on IMDb and in the end credits of the movie, and that's $10. And then there's some producer credits on there, like associate producer, assistant producer, executive producer. And you can, there's voice roles. I was offering remote roles, but I'm full on them. Some through the Indiegogo and some just through, hey, I'd rather you get the 100%, not through the Indiegogo. And I'm like, yeah, but if you make the Indiegogo good, it makes it look better, but I'm not turning down money. So some just on the side too, but I filled it out. So the remote roles are pretty much locked, and I'm happy with what that is, but I do have a few voice spots left.
Okay. Okay.
So if people want to have their voice in the film, there's a few cool. There's one in particular that's really cool. The first person to get the voice role gets that part, which is you're pretty much a character in the movie, like a legitimate character. It's notable, that spot, and then a few little voice cameos in some different spots.
This is gonna be a fun project to be attached to, and it's kind of like I said, it's flattering that you have these people saying yes to, you know, your first big feature.
My girlfriend was on the porch with me when I initially reached out to Larry, and it's funny, I've talked to a lot of people too, but she couldn't believe it right away, because we had watched Home Alone I think the day before, and so I see him in Home Alone, and then I'm talking to him on the phone because I was like, it's time to reach out if he wants to do this part or not, because If he doesn't, I'm going to have to try and kiss somebody. And it sounded like, so I'm just going to call him. I'm going to offer him the role. He said, yeah.
So I literally just watched Home Alone before this interview. Oh, my kids, it's their jam. My boys are into it right now. So
nice. Yeah. How old are your kids?
4 and 7.
That's a good mix.
Yeah.
So I have a 12-year-old girl, a 9-year-old girl, and an 8-year-old boy. So I got my hands full.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's a lot. Damn, kids and doing a movie.
Oh, yeah.
That means you're going to have a house full of teenagers at one point.
So how do your kids feel about it? Do they like that dad is making movie? Are they into that? Or do they care?
They think it's cool. They love it. I have a big Desert Fiends canvas in my dining room that they love and pointing out to. And so, yeah, they think it's cool.
Cool. Do they want to help out with little projects that are involved?
You know, they want parts in everything. Yeah, that's their thing. That means me. I'm like, yeah, sort of.
Maybe, yeah. But, we'll see. Let's see a audition. Make them audition.
Yeah. And then after they're in the movie, they're gonna be like, "Where's my cut, Dad? Can I get a little something for that? I need some Robux."
I love it.
Yeah, joke's on you. This is an indie film. Nobody's making money. Ah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, you got a good cast together, and it's a good launching point for a career, and hopefully, it goes well, and you get that bug and really want to keep it going and doing more. Do you have any other ideas after this that you might?
Yeah, I have so many scripts ready, and I've already got actors lined up for things. So I always overbook, which is it's just what I do. So I'm actually doing a reboot of The Highway to Heaven, the Michael Landon, Victor French TV show from the 80s that me and my best friend have always wanted to do. And I wrote a script that's very, that honors the original show a lot, and I was always hurt that show never really got a real ending because it was canceled and then Victor French had gotten sick. So it's going to be like a one shot movie though, like an hour and a half movie with those characters again and a few different assignments. And so that's one that's done, that's completely written and ready to go. And then I'm actually going to do a Christmas movie after Farmhouse Murders, called Escape from the Naughty List, and Santa Claus is going to be played by a local from New Jersey, David Saunders, who's coming to visit with my kids on Thursday, so that'll be cool.
Okay, right on.
In his gear. Yeah, so that'll be fun.
You're not just gonna like pigeonhole yourself as a horror filmmaker. You want to?
No, I think there's good in everything. Movies. I'm planning a Goonies type movie to make up in the mountains. Also, which will be after. So I got a 5-year plan, like the old guy from Big Daddy, but not working. So we'll see with everything. But and Farmhouse wasn't even going to be the first one. It was actually in line to be third until Larry said, yeah, on the first phone call. And then I was like, all right, well, I'm going to fast track this. That's why there was really no, you know, prerequisite to the Indiegogo or anything. I just kind of slapped it up there with no pre-launch campaign or any. I don't know what the hell I'm doing with that stuff. I just like making movies. You know, I'm not good at begging people for money.
Right. So if you don't reach your goal, is this still getting made?
Yeah, it's funded. Any money I'm going for now, because a lot of people are doing me a lot of favors. My location, my parents own it. They have a, you know, I don't have to pay for any locations. You know, I can cover the food for the people that are there on set. It's going to be 3 different shooting periods. Yeah, everyone's traveling at their own expense. Like a lot of people are kind of bending over backwards for me, which is nice. I made a lot of friends on set at Desert Fiends. It was a real tight community there. And I'm looking forward to, I'll be going back to Vegas to shoot Skate to Hell in April. So I have a busy year coming up. So in March, I'm doing The Boy from Below, the Torrey Jones movie, with that Dee Wallace just was announced is in. So that's going to be really fun in March. And then Skate to Hell in April. And then May, I start.
Whose movie is that?
That's Torrey Jones. He did that's Chauncey Phillips. Same as Desert. It's same production.
I had a feeling it was probably Sean, yeah.
Yeah, same.
He always has some wild, yeah. some wild titles.
His stories are awesome, and I love just the concept of Desert Fiends. And when I got the script, I was like, I have to do this. I have to do it.
I didn't see any. I just did a remote, just a reaction thing for like the mutant attack,
right?
The concert, yeah. And I just did like a reaction thing for that. Like I don't know. Know anything about the movie, so it's going to be new to me watching it. I'll probably forget that I was in it and watch it and be like, oh yeah, shit, there's me.
it's a really cool, there's some twists in that too that I was really impressed with.
That was quite a cast he got together for that one. That was
It's funny, Spencer Breslin was actually on my same floor at the hotel because we were on the smoking wing. But he was really cool. He was down to earth. You'd expect, he's been an actor, I guess, since he was, three in commercials. You just think he'd be, Mr. Hollywood, but he's not. He's just, hitting a Mets hat. He's cool.
Just a guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, man. I was just scrolling through the cast for that. It's crazy. So who did you end up on?
Eric Roberts.
Yeah, freaking...
In Desert Fiends, I was in a lot of really big parts, which was cool. There's a lot of cool points in that movie that are like, wow, oh my God moments. And I'm in a few. It was a lot of fun to do. It was cool. I loved my character. It was perfect for me. And I'm already working with Tori on my character and Boy from Below. And I think it's going to be fun. See, because acting for me is just as fun. That's why I could never make a movie without being in it.
Yeah.
I like being in the damn thing. And it would be hard for me to just be behind the camera.
Right. Get that itch. So were you, so basically your roots in acting are in the stuff that you did with your buddies back in the day.
Yeah. And I had an uncredited, background parts in like Creed and Cody the RoboSapien. But yeah, nothing really beyond that. I didn't do much in school. I was going to do a Willy Wonka musical in high school, but the guy failed. He said there weren't enough songs in it, so the heck with him. The Gene Wilder one, because I wouldn't do the Charlie, whatever that thing was. He started remaking movies, and it wasn't. And I love Tim Burton. Pee-wee's Big Adventure and, Big Fish, and then, but Planet of the Apes and Charlie. No, I'm all right on them.
Yeah, I got a little burnt out on his stuff for a bit, but
my favorite one is a film that I kind of forgot that he even made when I was younger. I forgot that Mars Attacks was a Tim Burton film.
Oh man,
because it's so bright. It's so bright, and maybe that's why I forgot. Like, oh, it's not a dark doom and gloom film. That's not Tim Burton, but yeah. And yeah, wonderful casting.
Yeah, loaded cast.
All right. So Farmhouse Murders. Campaign is running now. When is it run to?
Towards the end of January. So either January 24th or 25th. Somewhere around there.
And I'm going to put a link up in the show notes for this episode. I'm not going to ask you to name off the link on here. Cause that'd be crazy. Those Indiegogo links are like stupid.
I don't think I can remember it.
Yeah. What's some other ways people can keep up with you and the film?
Just keep checking the IMDb, for any updates. Unless the campaign takes off, there's probably not going to be any more celebrity updates. But I do have a few already lined up to say yes if I do get the funding. So it would be cool, but it can be written around if it doesn't happen. And Facebook. Facebook, Farmhouse Murder Car film on Facebook or my Facebook or any of the cast members' Facebooks. I don't really do Instagram. I'm way behind on that stuff. I'm a young dinosaur. I'm not quite old, but I live like I'm an old guy.
Old soul.
Exactly. I didn't get a smartphone until they made me. I had the flip phone until they stopped making them. I remember the phone was something in the kitchen I wasn't allowed to use.
That's weird. Occasionally I'll see somebody with a flip phone and I'm just like, are you, where have you been? Like,
right. Then they jump in their horse and buggy.
Yeah. It was like living in a bunker like Brendan Fraser for 40 years. And you come out with your flip phone and your baseball cards. And what movie was that?
Blast from Brendan the Past. Friedman.
Blast from the Past. Okay.
Yeah, with Alicia Silverstone. That was a great
movie. That was a good one. Is there anything else you want to get out there about the movie and about the campaign?
Basically, just come join it. Anybody that wants to get in on something that's going to be cool and it's not going to be your average Indiegogo movie that ends up on Tubi and ends up with a 3-star rating and is frowned on. I purposely didn't go after the usual suspects. There's a lot of actors, classic actors that I appreciate and love and care about that I purposely wouldn't put in this because I didn't want it to be categorized as. Really, if I didn't want the extra funds, I wouldn't even have an Indiegogo because I think it's a very different kind of movie. It's a very dark, serious movie. There's silly characters and there's some funny characters that behave in funny ways because they're written that way. But there's nothing funny about the Farmhouse Murders. It's a very dark, sinister, brutal movie that's really going to take people by surprise. And Larry is perfect for Sheriff Riley, and I can't wait for people to see it.
Nice, I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, you guys find the campaign. Like you said, there's still one really nice meaty role left on there that you could contribute and snatch up. It's a voice role. I think you should do it. It's fun. I've done some voice stuff on some things actually. Milo killed you in the MMH production Stoner.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that.
Yeah,
that
wasn't
cool. Hey, you're smoking a bone with a friend, and then you're done.
That's on Matt, man. That's on him. He wrote that.
He's awesome.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
The DVD of Tales to Chill the Bone 4 that I was in one of the shorts in that anthology of his, and it was great. It's right here, actually. Matt was a lot of fun, so I went out. We actually shot 4 movies out there that day. It's Christ Almighty, and then back to work during the week, back to the day job.
Yeah, at some point, like anything I've been doing has been voice and remote stuff. Some point, I got to get on a set and do some.
There's nothing like it. There's something about it, you know, just creating art and telling a story. And I can't wait to tell this story specifically. And I'm glad to have you guys as a part of it because I think you guys are going to like it.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to add to it and see what we got ourselves into.
The closest thing that I think I've had to it so far was shooting a music video.
Okay.
That's about it, you know, like just having little scenes. I mean, it's just a sliver of what you have to take on, but like, that process is probably the closest that I've been to shooting a movie.
Well, you guys already broke the cardinal rule. You never say yes without reading the script. Who knows what I'm going to make you do?
Yeah.
As long as there's no nudity, I'm good. Nobody wants
nudity.
You want people to enjoy your movie.
Maybe in the unrated director's cut, but I don't think so.
You want viewings, enjoy let the your podcasters movie. Keep their clothes on.
That's why I'm a podcaster and not a full-time actor. I got the, what's that old saying about having a face for radio? That's me. But yeah, man, thank you. We're excited to definitely be part of it.
Definitely.
Let's get some people to jump in and help support this movie. I think our listeners will dig it. You don't have to spend a bunch of money, you know, $10, you can get your name in the credits and every dollar helps. If you can't afford nothing, share the campaign, share it on your Instagram, share it on your social media. That goes just as far as money sometimes.
But if you can afford it, there are many ways to be involved with this movie. So go check out the Indiegogo.
Exactly. Let's do it. Share.
I'm excited.
Likes.
Anything else you want to add before we let you get back to work? I'm sure you're probably doing prep now for the film. So,
I'm doing the final draft, and I have my day job tomorrow. Get home, do the final draft, and I should be done probably by Christmas. I'll be ready. It's a fun. It's been a lot of fun to write, so I'm flying through it, to be honest, because I want to get to the end because I know what's coming. But it's been a lot of fun to write. I can't wait to make it come together. I think it's going to surprise a lot of people. I think it's going to be really cool for Larry and Marlon too. I think it's going to be I think it's going to be big for them. I think they're both going to really shine in this.
Awesome. Well, Kevin Duffy, thank you. Thanks for adding us to the cast.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on.
We're looking forward to it. Show.
Yep. I'll be reaching out to you guys early in the new year with a lot more details on your roles, and it's going to be fun. Thanks for having me on the show.
You guys listening, get out there, find that campaign. It's on all of our social medias.
That's right. Go find it. Go support it.
Thank you guys. And we will be back to wrap up this episode momentarily.
Hey, this is Dr. Gangrene. You're watching the Steve. No, you're not. You're listening to the Steve and Crypto Show right here on whatever network you're on. I don't know what you're on. Don't ask me. I can't see what you're doing, but keep listening and tune in next week for more cool content on the Steve and Crypto Show.
All right, we are back. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for chatting with us. Thanks for having us in your film. We can't wait to film our part. Hopefully early next year. Not sure in time frame, but once we hear more info on when and when to watch for it and when to see it and how to see it and all that stuff, we will let you guys know. And
yeah.
Of course, please, please, please go to the campaign. Support this film. Help it get made. If you got a little extra, be in the movie with us. You talked about that voice role. I don't know at this point if it's still available. Hopefully it would be really cool for some of you listeners to, one of you is to get on there and be in a movie with us. Then you could be like, yeah, I was in a movie with Steve and Crypto Show guys. And
yeah.
And Amber from, what's her show called? Tuesday Night Terror.
Yep.
Tuesday Terrors. She's also in the Deluxe Edition Network. So it's cool. I'm going to reach out to her and chat a little bit because we it's cool that we're going to be in the film with her and kind of bouncing back and forth with her as another podcaster. So it's cool. This movie, I love the indie film scene because it's just like, it's a tight knit, just bunch of people that are just having fun and nobody thinks they're fucking going to get rich or anything. They're just all having a good time for the love of horror and movies.
Right.
It's cool. It's cool. But yeah, so the Farmhouse Murders some point next year, but the campaign is running now into, I think you said mid-January. Is that what you said? Towards the end of January?
Something like that, yeah.
And of course, the link is in the show notes for this episode. I don't know if you're going to, excuse me, if you're going to listen to this before Christmas or after Christmas. But hopefully you're watching Christmas movies, particularly horror movies, because there are some good ones. There's all the staples that you watch that aren't horror, you know, like the Charlie Brown stuff and the Grinch. And I still need to watch the mean one, which is based on the Grinch soon. What other? Home Alone, we were talking about that. Scrooge, yeah. That's always a good one. There's a lot of good movies, but there's a lot of really good horror movies too that are Christmas. You mentioned watching before we got going, you mentioned watching Rare Imports, which is it's become pretty popular. It's got like a bit of a cult following.
I finally watched that last night. Yeah,
I think it deserves a rewatch.
Yeah, I was kind of multitasking and just, you know, cleaning up the kitchen while I was watching it. So I couldn't entirely like get a grasp on the story itself. Right. So I think I went into it thinking like I would see Krampus a lot and it'd be like, oh, a creature feature type of thing or whatever.
Yeah.
It was more story driven, which is fine. But
yeah,
those type of films deserve your full attention.
Yeah, you go in with expectations, it kind of throws you sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like
you're yeah, and it doesn't mean that a movie is bad. It's just sometimes you'll go into a movie expecting a certain thing, and then you don't get that, and you're kind of thrown off. And it's like, you just have to...
You're just mad there was no boobs, huh?
No, I was kind of mad there was wasn't really much Krampus stuff. You know, I was hoping for more of that. I just, you know, we watched the 2015 theatrical Krampus movie pretty much every year. And it's cool, but now I want to watch other Krampus movies that are fun. Because, like, I like the 2015 one, but I mean, I have some complaints. And, I mean, not trying to be bitter about it or anything, not trying to be picky, but I wanted to see Krampus in full effect. What I mean by that is, like, he was wearing a mask, you know, and I wanted the kid to be like, I'm not scared of you, and be like, really? Okay, well, now I'm going to show you, you know, what I am in my full form, and take that mask off, rip that thing off, and just show, like, a full demon in front of him. I wanted it to be a little scarier, and so I'm kind of hoping I can find a Krampus movie that's kind of like that isn't too, how do I say this nicely? Some movies are really dark and it's hard to see what's going on. Like, you could tell some cool shit is happening at the time, but, like,
are you saying you want Marvel to make a Krampus movie?
No, it doesn't have to be Marvel. But make a Krampus movie with some good lighting. Let me see what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of times you'll see that, like, bad lighting to hide imperfections.
There's that, you know, and to add mystery
budgets and all that stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff. Even MMH Productions, our buddy Matthew Mark Hunter, he did a Krampus. Unfortunately, I haven't watched it yet, but I think you could probably find it on, like, YouTube or something. And I know he sells DVDs that you could get from him. If you guys want to find out more info, just hit me up or go find one of the Matthew Mark Hunter episodes that we did. And actually, I got a few of his DVDs.
I'll have to check that out.
On our merch. Yeah, our merch that you got to get personally through me, but I have a few of the DVDs of films that I was in for him. So if you want a movie with me in it, hit me up. I got you. I mean, everybody watches, like, the Silent Night, Deadly Night movies. Those are always brought up, and we've seen them all, but they're whatever.
I actually have not seen any of those.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen a single one.
They're fun. I watched Black Christmas the other day. That's a classic, the 1974, the original one. I had never watched that whole movie for some reason. I don't know why, but I watched it the other day and I really liked it. That was good stuff. There's a bunch of other stuff that I want to try to get to before Christmas. You mentioned the Justin Long movie that's on Shudder right now.
It's a Wonderful Knife. Yeah, I've been wanting to check that out.
It's a fun one. I checked it out recently. It's fans of, if you like movies like Scream and Happy Death Day and all that, those kind of horror movies. I don't know how to explain them. Like, they're not comedy horror, but they're kind of funny. Like, they're teen comedy. I don't know what to explain.
I don't know, you know if you can say this so much for that whole subgenre of horror, but for Scream, I like to call that whodunit horror. I'm into that kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, but there's
trying to figure out who the killer is.
There's like a, not a, childish side to it, but it's like I feel like I'm watching, like, teen, there's, like, you know how they all have, like, the teen, like, drama or, like, comedy films. They're like the horror version of that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like the horror, like American Pie movies, remember those? This is like the horror versions of those kind of movies.
American Pie, but with
really
blood.
Funny. Yeah. But not funny. I don't know. That don't make sense. But I liked it. It was pretty good. I always like seeing a bunch of actors I don't know entertain me and do a good job. And like, that person is good. That person should be in something else. Or like the lead girl, and it was good. I mean, there was known people like Justin Long and fucking Joel McHale and
yeah,
stuff. But these young actors and actresses kind of stole the show. It was pretty good. It's on Shudder. If you don't have Shudder, I don't know what to tell you. You should get it. If you listen to our show, you probably have Shudder anyways. If yeah. not, you should, like, really. They have, like, free trials everywhere, you know? So check it out. There's a lot of good shit on there. Classic horror movies.
There's a lot of good shit to watch in general, especially if you're a horror fan, which is kind of cool.
All the Joe Bob stuff.
Yeah. But like, if you're especially into horror, I mean, not only Shudder, but even a couple Tubi. Of the free apps. Yeah. A couple of the Tubi free apps amazing. Have some good content. Tubi has a ton of horror.
That's where I watched Black Christmas the other day on Tubi.
Pluto TV as well. That's another good one.
The only thing I don't like about that is you got to kind of just like follow their live, whatever they're playing.
Yeah.
It's not like on demand, like Tubi and like Shudder. You right. can watch it when you want, but it's cool. There's a lot of good stuff. They have like a Godzilla channel on there that I pop on sometimes for background noise, because like the old Godzilla movies are stuff that you could walk away, do stuff, and come back and like, oh, look, there's, you know, Son of Godzilla.
Yeah.
So goofy baby Godzilla, like fighting a giant spider, throwing rocks at each other. You know what I mean? Just. It's good stuff.
It's funny. Speaking of Godzilla, I was watching the live stream of Fat Man Beyond last night. It's like the last live show that they were doing, you know.
Were they talking about Minus One?
In the Scum and Villainy Cantina. Yeah, they were talking about that, and Mark was trying to hype it up for Kevin. And it was funny because Kevin was like, how long is it? And he told him how many episodes, and he's like, too damn long. He's like, why can't they just sum it up in like 2 hours or hour and a half or whatever? And then
are you talking about the Monarch show or for Godzilla?
Oh, I'm sorry. One? I'm sorry. Not Minus One. Monarch. Yeah. They were talking about Monarch. And he was, you know, just telling them like, oh, there's this many episodes and they're this long a piece. And he was like, God, that's a lot. And then he was telling them about like all these, you know, the people that are like all the dialogue scenes. And he was like, I don't need all that.
Dragged out.
Yeah, there's some stuff that is dragged out. It's too much. He was like, I just care about the giant monsters fighting each other.
There's not enough of that. It's a well done show. It's a well done show, but there is some shit's dragged out too much, and we need more fucking monsters.
Yeah, he was like, how much is Godzilla in it?
But yeah, like we see flashbacks of Godzilla fucking up San Francisco, but
yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Holiday movies. Christmas movies.
Yeah.
You can watch them anytime you want to fucking watch them. But now is especially important time to watch them.
Yep.
So that's like really, it's been crazy busy. Haven't had the time to watch as much as I want to. But I know a lot of you guys are watching a lot of horror movies, Christmas horror particularly. So tell us what you've been watching. Do you know how to reach us on social media and everything? We'll mention it again. He's CryptoZoo88. I am the Steve Strout. That's on X and Instagram. Or head over to the Facebook. Drop something on the feed. Start a thread about holiday horror movies or something. Or maybe one of us will start one. Tell us what you've been watching. Maybe something will be mentioned that we haven't seen, and one of us or both of us will check it out. Like, you know, Rare Imports, you'd never seen that before. Somebody recommended it to you and you watched it, and now I kind of want to rewatch that one. That was a good one.
I've been watching Home Alone a lot lately. That's like The Boys, classic. It's their new jam. Classic. Yeah, it's classic. They've been asking to watch it, you know, again and again. And
part one, I mean, we watched the second, two.
We watched the second one as well, but they're more into the first one, and it's my favorite as well. But you know, they love when Kevin realizes that he made his family disappear and how he's into it, and he starts disappear. Jumping around the house. The boys just go nuts, man, and they're screaming. Riker starts running around the house like he does, and they love
they're
it.
They're like secretly plotting to make you guys disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my idol's Kevin McAllister.
I have to watch out. I got to tiptoe around the house. I'm worried about like paint traps and
get up to know, take blow a piss torches and step on broken Christmas ornaments or something.
Yeah,
taking a shit too.
They put the cellophane over the, or not the cellophane, the saran wrap like over the toilet. You know, so you go take a piss and it just goes all over. Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's awful.
I'm prepared. I've already got all this in my head, so I'm expecting them to do it to me.
So what you got to do is set up the traps for them first. Put like little, like, you know, like the little animal traps with like the box and the stick, and you pull the string and it like closes on. Put like a cookie or something,
a little bowl
in there,
of cheese underneath.
And you just boom, catch them. Gotcha. Yeah. Trying to set a paint trap on me. Get them first.
But yeah,
strike first.
Yeah, so we've been watching
Cobra
that
highway.
I watched what is it? Since we were talking about Monarch, made me think of Durs. I watched the Christmas episode of Workaholics the other night, and it's like the half Christmas episode in a way. Like, they basically just put up a bunch of Christmas decorations around the office of Telemericorp in like July, and they go out and try to sing Christmas carols, and the boss gets mad at them, and they're like, "What's wrong with you trying to like destroy the spirit of Christmas?" And she's like, "It's fucking July."
That's funny. You know, speaking of Christmas episodes, the Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas episode is floating around on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people sharing it online. So I need to go watch that. I might watch that when we're done here. Either that or I'm going to catch up on Monarch.
Yeah.
But I don't have Apple TV, so I use it in a roundabout way to watch it. Which, if we won't discuss here, I probably shouldn't have even mentioned. Now Apple is sending out like hitmen to come and take me out. But fuck them. Android's better. Huh. Take that, Apple. You bitch.
As I'm recording this on an Apple iPad.
Yeah, it just shuts off. It just deletes your fucking audio.
Yeah. Just kidding, didn't say Apple. Anything. To be clear,
you're
Mr.
Okay,
Apple.
Yeah. You're okay, Mr. Fuck them. I ain't scared of Apple. Man, hope they don't kick our show off their fucking podcast player now. That would suck. We get a lot of listeners on Apple. Everybody switch to Spotify. Just kidding.
Hey, we love you Apple listeners, too. You guys
Apple's
are all
awesome, because
right.
Apple's a good place to leave us a review.
That's
you can
right.
Rate us on
we
Spotify
and
review
Apple.
Us on Apple. Yes. I was just kidding, Apple. Sorry.
I love a good Cosmic Crisp.
That's my fucking try at a good holiday joke.
Steve's getting a lump of coal.
Yeah. So yeah, tell us what you guys have been watching. I told you where to find us. CryptoZoo88, that's Steve Strout. Hit it in the Facebook Steve and Crypto Show group. Go to all the places where you can support us. Patreon. Buy me a coffee. Go get our merch. We got the merch sale going on until January 1st. 20% off everything in the shop. Etsy.
That's right.
Search for us.
Now, you can send us suggestions for movies to watch, but by the time you hear this, it may or may not be after Christmas. And by
that's
that point,
saying.
If they're Christmas movies, we just won't care.
I will. I'll still, no, if you recommend something I'm good, kidding. I'll probably watch it. I'll watch Christmas movies whenever. It's like I'll watch fucking Halloween shit whenever. Just movies is movies. Good movies, bad movies.
I'm bullshitting. We'll be happy to hear from you.
Funny movies, horror movies, adult movies. Not as much the adult movies, but Yeah, but I think hopefully you guys go check out the campaign for Farmhouse Murders. We are super excited, not to speak for you, but I assume you're excited to be part of this movie.
Yeah, very much.
I'm pretty hyped. I feel like we're going to have a pretty important role in this whole story.
Yeah, we got to get our acting chops up.
Yeah, I got to practice. That's I was acting when I was shitting on Apple. I was acting. That was me working on my acting game. You got to believe me that I hate Apple. I don't hate Apple. Oh, he crypto just got busted in the face with a squishy piece of wood, I think. What the hell was that?
Yeah, it's like a beanbag thing.
It's like a
log. It looks like a log, but it's a beanbag.
Okay. It's a log. That's crazy. That's cool. Put it on a fire, see how fast it burns. I think it'll be like, poof, gone. And now he just got a furry sack. He's got slapped across the face by wood and a furry sack. Merry Christmas.
You know, this would be better if it was a visual podcast right now so they could see that it really is just a beanbag that looks like a piece of wood.
Is CryptoZoo getting face fucked by a cryptid? Like, no. It's just toys. It's kids fucking plushy things. Just kidding. You hear the kid in the background.
It's just a beanbag.
Yeah, I swear to God. But we wrap up here. It's kind of a bummer to me, but if you guys are podcast fans and horror fans, I don't know how many of you guys listened to the Postmortem podcast, which was Mick Garris's show where he did interviews with like the who's who in horror industry. I was a huge fan of that show, of his podcast. I'm very inspired by his podcast. I get a lot of influence from his podcast, and I learn a lot from his podcast. So it was kind of the last episode just passed. I actually considered flying down, saying fuck it, and going down to LA for the final recording.
Should have.
But and I had to pass on a trip to Vegas too because of money.
Right. Where was it in
until
LA?
I figure out what theater was it? The Egyptian? I don't know. One of the theaters. They did it, and a bunch of past guests and stuff were there, and they recorded the last episode. It was awesome. Like Joe Dante was there, and
oh wow,
people and a lot of people like Barbara Crampton, Stephen King. They all sent like video. Audio and video in for the podcast and stuff. It was a good show. It did the show, like this sounds kind of corny, but it meant a lot to me. And I actually felt like a friend was like going away. Like I got a little emotional listening to it, but it was a great show. Postmortem. The shows are going to stay up. The episodes are going to stay up. So like, if you're like into horror history and just want to hear some amazing fucking interviews with who possibly is like Mick Garris is probably my favorite interviewer, and it just sucks to see him go because like I said, I learned a lot from him. Like I feel like I'm getting better at being an interviewer.
Yeah,
and a lot of it is what I draw from listening to his show. So now with that going, now with his show out of the way, as you know, they won the Rondo Award last year.
And rightfully so.
They wrapped it up this year. They thought if anybody deserved it, it was him. So now they do the Rondo Awards. Now with those guys out of the way, it's our turn.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah, I love that show. I missed it. I just felt like I wanted to say something about it. Anything.
So are they, is the show ending just because it's time or is there a reason?
It's just because it's time. He wants to focus more on filmmaking. He's a filmmaker. But he wants to focus on writing projects. Like, he's working on something with, like, Clive Barker. Bunch of stuff that he's just working on. And he just wants to focus on that and get that going. He's not, it's not like, he's not retiring from the entertainment industry or anything. He's just, it was just time to wrap the show. It was just about that time, and they're doing it, and they went out on top, you know. Because for horror nerds and fans, like, fucking Rondo Award is the shit. Like, if we would never, ever win a Rondo Award. And honestly, they might be retiring soon from the way things are sounding. So hopefully we get at least honorable mention at some point before.
Yeah, at least another nomination.
Yeah. I feel like people like us enough to nominate us, but we'll see. We'll see. But if they're happening this year, it's right around the corner. So stay tuned, listen up. We'll let you guys know when to send in nominations and all that stuff, because we know you guys want us to get nominated again. But after he's nominated us, you guys got to go back and fucking vote for us too, because we want to make some noise. But yeah, like I said, I had to say something about Postmortem. I'm going to miss that show. It's a bummer. And every week, it was the one podcast that I did not miss. Like, there's some I'll bounce around, I'll listen here and there, but this was the one I listened to every week. And now it's gone. So, my life's over. Just kidding. As long as CryptoZoo wants to do this fucking silly ass show, we're gonna do this. We're gonna do this. So yeah. I think now that I bummed myself out talking about my favorite show leaving, I guess it's time for your third favorite podcast to say goodbye until 35, episode 135.
That's right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. We're coming up on 150.
I hope all you guys can stay alive until 135. Please hang in there.
Yeah, trying. Let's plan something fun for episode 150. I mean, we do something fun every time, but let's do something special. Anyways, okay. Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
We'll catch you later. Peace. Merry Christmas.